Welcome, 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 everyone. It's yours truly, Angie McDonald, Wounded to Wonderful. I feel so good to be back. It feels great to be back. I'm here once again. And guess what? I've listened. I paid attention. I read every message, every email, every voice note, everything in regards to me coming back and continuing the Wounded to Wonderful podcast with yours truly. I am so happy to have finally say, you know what, let me do it in 2020. Let's go hard or go home. But for those of you who don't know me, I am Angie McDonald, CEO and founder of Wounded to Wonderful Coaching, which is under my umbrella company, I Am Consulting. And of course, Wounded to Wonderful is a safe space to be. This is where you come to be inspired, empowered, challenged, embraced, and of course, you're heard. I hear you. And this is a platform for you to hear encouraging and invigorating topics and conversations that will build your resilience, increase your persistence, and of course, reaffirm you that you are peculiar and you are destined for success and for great things. And so definitely I'm here once again to create more inspiring dialogue. Not only with my listening audience by answering your questions and going deeper into the questions that are asked, but definitely bringing on guests that have voices to be heard, missions to be implemented. And definitely we're starting off this new relaunch episode. Coming up soon, you'll be hearing the voice of Miss Amanda Wright. I'm so proud of this young woman. Not only is she my cousin, y'all, but she's a 21-year-old young woman who is passionate about her people. And with that, she's going to be talking about her new empowerment manifesto called Right and Black. And it's something designed to empower the Black diaspora globally. So regardless of where you are, your time zone, your zip code, your dialect, she has something for all of us. So we're going to be hearing her next. So for the relaunch episode, stay tuned. You're going to hear the voice of Miss Amanda Wright with yours truly, Angie McDonald, on Wounded to Wonderful. I'm back, y'all. I'm so excited. Here we go. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, you're here. Awesome. All right. So I've done my preliminary introduction of this episode, my relaunch of Wounded to Wonderful with Angie McDonald. And I am so honored and elated that I can have you on my first official relaunch episode that coincides with your official launch of the amazing things you're doing on your side of your part of the world. And it's just so amazing that I get to share this moment with you. So Amanda, you're so welcome. I just want to welcome you and thank you so much for accepting my invitation on, you know, just celebrating the greatness of your endeavors, the greatness of the lives you are going to change and are already changing. And just the fact that not only are we related, it just goes to show that it's in our blood. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that you decided to be a part of it. But again, with you here, I want to repeat all the amazing things I said about you in my preliminary intro, that you are just a force to be reckoned with. And a young, beautiful, intelligent, and insightful young woman who have just, you know, saw life for what it is and had your own experiences and decided to make your imprint on the world. And ladies and gentlemen, Miss Amanda Wright is a serial entrepreneur. She is, you know, just making waves in her own right. And she's also an online retailer. That's something that she's been doing for quite a while. And she's also dealing with the lifestyle and awareness of the Black diaspora and all of its cultural experiences, regardless of your location. So this endeavor that we're going to be talking about is a conglomeration of just discussions and a film series that she directs, which deals with, like I said, the Black diaspora and the culture associated with it. And with no further ado, the CEO and visionary of Right I'm Black, Miss Amanda Wright.
Wow, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Yeah.
I'm just as excited. I'm just as excited as you are, and I'm just so ready to get into finding out what Right on Black is all about. And I'm sure my audience is excited and willing to hear what you have going on. So first question I wanted to kick it off with is, I know it's inspired with your last name, Right, and your endeavor is called Right on Black. What inspired you to create this cause?
Well, living in Florida, I did not have a very good experience growing up. I grew up with majority like Puerto Rican, and I'm half Latina myself. I'm Cuban, and I always felt that, you know, I was the outcast. Even though I'm Hispanic as well, I felt like, you know, my own people were just stepping on me. You know, they would always say all these racist jokes and slave jokes, and to me it wasn't funny, it was very hurtful. And that also inspired me to move to New York. After I moved to New York, you know, I grew up more, and then my mind expanded and I got to learn about different things. And I was very sad, you know, that I had to live that life, and seeing the way that, you know, my fellow Black friends are being treated, and the way the world, and especially this country, is treating Black folks, I felt like I had to do something about it, you know? Mm-hmm. Not physically, you know, fight, but like do something. And then one night I'm thinking, what if I start like a film series where I interview different individuals from the Black diaspora, and they talk about their struggles as, you know, as Black folks in the United States of America. So it was going to be called White and Black, but I said, let me put my last name because I want my legacy to be remembered. Yeah, so I put Right and Black. Yeah.
Beautiful. And it's just so amazing to show how resilient you are, you know, being a life coach myself and dealing with not only people who go through tough times and grief and loss, but I've been focusing a lot on resilience and these stories and the mindset that comes with that, which means you are not using the negative situation to make you negative. Rather, you use it as something to help you bounce back and create a positive outlet for anyone else who might be experiencing that. So definitely this ties into the message of resilience that I really am inspired by. And I commend you for being so young yet so aware and using it in a positive aspect to not only empower yourself, but those around you, and to bring a bigger voice than what's already been given to those dealing with Black culture globally. So that's beautiful. I am just loving that part.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And you stated that, you know, you left South Florida, Miami, and you moved to New York. So my next question is that, where are you located? And when you are, now that you are in New York, how has it helped your dream and your willingness to do this thing with Right on Black?
Yes, so I am located now in Brooklyn, New York. Right on Black is based in Brooklyn, but I do want it to get international exposure. I already have people messaging me from different states telling me, oh wow, like I wish I could be in Right on Black, you know? And people I've never met before, like, so, like, shook. They're so shook with, like, the, you know, what I'm doing, and people tell me it's very different. And you know, I feel like this can really change a lot of lives, because I really want to bring, like, my culture. I want to, how do you say it? I think it's very important that Black people come together and learn together. Like, if we're separate, it's very impossible to grow. You know, we have to grow together as a culture. So,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And creating this global platform where we can all tap into, regardless of where we are, we can see how we can be of inspiration in our own right.
Right.
Right. Regardless of, you know, our time zone or the dialect, we definitely have, through your initiative, have that opportunity to just shine and show how important it is for us to shine. So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great move. Great idea. And I know it's going to take off. I know you're going to make waves with that.
Thank you.
So in looking in deeper now, you know, we already know that you are bringing in the key focus to Black culture, not only here in the United States, but globally.
Yes.
Outside of that, does it involve a age group or what have you? Who's the key demographic? Who's your key audience, your target audience?
So my target audience as of right now are people around my age.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very important because we are the upcoming generation. So mm-hmm. it's very important that we learn who we are and that we learn our history. And in order to do so, we have to come together. Like, my generation has to come together in order to improve, because we will make or break the future, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so especially, like I said, people from the Black diaspora. So mm-hmm. Afro-Latinos, Afro-Caribbean people, Africans, African-Americans, anyone from the Black diaspora, those are my key audience. Those are the people I want to target. Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful. And you said people your age. Do you mind letting my audience know how young you are?
Yes, I just turned 21 last week. Yes.
And that is inspirational. Trust me, Amanda, you have no idea to know that you had all of this, you know, mind work and insight in regards to just bringing your voice and your touch of awareness to this global aspect and idea that we should just be celebrating and encouraging and inspiring each other. And with that, I, like I said, I am just flabbergasted, just so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And just like I said, you know, it makes me even act a little bougie because you're my cousin, you know. So
yeah,
I'm just so happy. Oh my God, you know, we're just fangirling on each other. That's
yeah,
all right.
That's all right.
You know, because it's just a beautiful thing to know that the legacy we come from, on wanting to just bring a positive light, a positive voice to anything we may have experienced that was not so positive, and just bring mm-hmm. that light and that spin to it. So that I feel that 100%, and I just celebrate you with that. So understanding that, so far we get to understand that your inspiration, the things that have happened to you to bring this to light, helps you bring up this awareness.
Yes.
And on top of that, I just want you to share with my audience, what is your message? What do you want to say? And we know you're bringing it across with, you know, audio and visual and film, mm-hmm. but what do you just want to say?
My message is, you know, we Black folks, we're much more than what a lot of people think we are. I think people mm-hmm. are forgetting that we used to be kings and queens. You know, I people are really forgetting our actual history, that history did not begin with us being slaves. And I want to bring out the message that we are powerful and we're beautiful. And if we come together, we can rebuild a Black Wall Street that was destroyed in the 1920s. If we came together, we can, it is very possible to rebuild something that was destroyed because of hate. You know, so I really want, you know, the Black culture to come together and learn together and to learn our history, because a lot of us think that history started with slavery, but it didn't. It didn't. So, yeah,
it started,
that would be the message.
So true. And I believe that story started with civilization and the royalty that we've always been.
Yes.
So we just need to bring that. We need to bring that story full circle, and I appreciate you wanting to do your part in making sure that that becomes a reality.
Thank you.
Kudos to you on that. Major blessings to you on that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to touch base with what you just said. You know, I advocate strongly for confidence and self-awareness and self-discovery. And like the catchphrase and my logo that I use is heal, grow, and discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. And yes, like you mentioned, people only think of the beginning of who we are as a people was during slavery.
Right.
That was just a time when we happened to be wounded.
Yes.
We were already wonderful people, already excelling in amazing things in the arts and civilization and government and tapestry, everything beautiful. We were amazing at it. And there was a time in history that we were wounded by the acts of others. And it's just for us now to, you know, find our voice. You know, although this happened over a series of hundreds of years, and now we're just finding our voice, we should do that with resilience and with healing and using outlets such as this where we can talk about our greatness unapologetically and be fearless about it and do it with a smile. You know, and then like yesterday I talked about finding your purpose to a group of women in a workshop, and it was just so amazing to be able to understand where some of us are in life with our purpose and how our different hurts and the different things we've went through in life, you know, threw some of us off track with our purpose and not being able to see it clearly for what it is. And just for you as a young woman to see that you were dealt with, you know, you've had to deal with derogatory terms and what they thought was jokes, but it was actually hurtful. You took that and you say, I don't want anyone else to feel like this.
Exactly.
And what may have wounded you gave you wisdom to now, you know, give a wonderful experience for us to be a part of. So, I mean, it's just so beautiful to know that you have a message and a story and a vision that aligns with what I do, that we can just be able to, you know, flow off of each other and know that what we're both doing is something to bring healing and hope and awareness to the people we serve. So that is just, I really celebrate you on that, Amanda. You have my hand. You're so welcome. And before we go, I just want you to let our listeners know, where can we find you, your social media, your contacts, whatever you have, so that they can definitely find you and be a part.
Yes. So my Instagram handle, my personal one, is 44jobs, J-O-B-S. Mm-hmm. And if they want to follow up with Bright and Black, the handle is Bright and Black. So WRIGHTANDBLACK. And I also own The Right Closet, which is an online store, like you mentioned in the beginning of the podcast. The handle for that one is The Right Closet _. And that's on Instagram as well.
Beautiful. So, folks, I can let you know, first off, this young lady is not playing. Not playing with you for 2020 and beyond. She is all about her business, and her business is not only retail, but her business is about bringing awareness and a strong, confident voice to the Black diaspora through her film and her series that she directs in regards to Bright and Black. And definitely you want to be a part of that. She gave you her contact, her Instagram handles. Pay attention to what she's doing, because I know it will gain the attention of many, and you don't want to say we told you so.
Yeah.
With that being said, Amanda, I want to thank you again for your time of sharing your heart with us and the amazing things that you're doing. And I just want to personally give you my blessing to just do great, amazing things. Some of us have been wounded. We've gone through some rough times. We've been hurt with words or actions or by the deeds of others. But what you're doing is giving us a chance to have a wounded to wonderful experience. And for that, young lady, I celebrate you. And I'm so grateful to not only know you, but to be related to you.
Yes, I'm grateful. Same way with you.
Thank you.
I feel like we're literally building empires, and I'm very grateful that you gave me the opportunity to be on your podcast.
Wonderful. It's my pleasure. I'm excited. So what we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to tell you thank you, and then I'm going to just go segue into a next segment to thank my audience for their listening time and just give them a heads up for the next podcast. So thank you for being a part of my relaunch, Amanda. It's a beautiful thing. We're going far and wide and just taking the world by storm. So ladies and gentlemen, again, Miss Amanda Wright, CEO of Right on Black, CEO of The Right Closet, and just CEO of many more things to come. So you stay tuned, and thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. Wow, I really enjoyed doing that interview with Miss Amanda Wright. But now we have to wrap it up for the relaunch episode of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. I know you enjoyed her, and I know you will support because you're the most supportive audience in all the land. Yes, you are. So definitely support Miss Amanda Wright with all of her endeavors. She's making an impact, and she's empowering young people near and far. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, we have to say goodbye until next week. Every Friday, 10 a.m. on any platform you can find a podcast, especially Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. Yours truly, Angie McDonald with Wounded to Wonderful. If you need to reach me, find me on Instagram. I am Angie McDonald. Or website, woundedtowonderful.com. Or Facebook, Mrs. Angie McDonald. I'm here to inspire you, empower you, challenge you, embrace you, and definitely let you be heard. Thank you for joining, and I'll see you next week. Bye.